And now, covering the ongoing fight for the heart and soul of America, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome on this Friday, May the 11th, 2018. I'm David Knight. We're going to take a look at what's going on in North Korea with Joel Skousen later in the program. Actually, in the second hour, we'll be talking to Joel, as well as his take on Iran and what is going on in general with China. There's a lot of moves in the South China Sea, as well as the reports that came up in the last few days. A very dangerous thing when you intentionally flash lasers at pilots in a plane. Not only can it cause permanent eye damage, but it can cause the plane to crash. And that's been done quite a bit by the Chinese. But even more aggressive than that is what's been happening in the South China Sea outside of the Philippines, and the moves being taken, the threats being taken by China against Taiwan. China has, as a point of pride, wanted to reassert their dominance over Taiwan for quite some time. They actually bribed the Dominican Republic to break diplomatic relationship with Taiwan and to recognize them as the only true China. So we'll be talking to Joel about that as well. A lot of news on the immigration front as well. We have reports of a very testy meeting with the White House staff, where President Trump was very upset with his Homeland Security Director. He should be. And President Trump and the Homeland Security Director, as I've said, and actually I've heard this get some traction elsewhere now, people are starting to ask, can the courts really block President Trump from doing something about DACA? Finally, this is being picked up, and people are asking this question, especially in light of the fact, as I pointed out last week when I was talking about this, I pointed out many times, but the getting out of Obama and Kerry's Iran deal was just another example, as we saw again, with their self-ratification of the Paris Climate Treaty, because they knew they couldn't get the Congress to constitutionally ratify it. They said, well, we'll just self-ratify it. And so when President Trump got out of that, because it was just an executive order that was signed by the previous president, this president can unsign that. And everybody said the same thing about the Iran deal. And that's exactly the same thing happened there. That was a deal that was put together by Obama and Kerry, and President Trump had it within his power as the new president to get out of it. The same thing is true with DACA. There was no DACA law, just like there was no treaty with the Paris Climate Accord. There was no treaty with Iran. There was no law that established DACA. And so President Trump is correct to be upset about this situation. He is wrong, and his Attorney General Sessions is wrong to bow down to these federal judges who say you can't do anything about it. You cannot enforce the current law. The law never changed. They're telling him he can't enforce the law, can't enforce the border. So we're going to talk about some other people picking up on this and what is now actually happening at the border. And we're going to be taking a look at an interesting fire that killed a couple of teenagers with the Tesla Model S. It's not autopilot that's involved here. This is something that has happened before. It's happened with other car manufacturers. This gets to the electric vehicle side of this. Yes, they are not as benign as they're sold. Any vehicle that has fuel that is powerful enough to propel something that weighs several tons is also volatile enough that it can create a fire. But these electric vehicle fires are something that is in a whole new class by itself compared even to a gasoline fire. Once these things catch fire, boy, they really go. So we're going to talk about that and how that's going to affect your safety, but also your transportation choices, because it was the electric vehicle, not just the Tesla, but the electric vehicles that are being subsidized by the government because they want to push that on you. Why is that? And we'll tell you why they are so hell-bent on these electric vehicles. It has absolutely nothing to do with pollution. It has everything to do with Agenda 21, with smart cities, with 5G, with the UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainability. Yes, they have an agenda, and it's being implemented. You better pay attention to that. That's the real story here. We'll be right back.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
You found it. It's the real news. From the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Friday, May the 11th, 2018. I'm David Knight. You know, the committee has heard the testimony about Gina Haspel. I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about this again today. They are still talking about whether or not she's going to pass. It's going to be a very close vote. It was a week ago Friday that she nearly pulled out. Sarah Huckabee Sanders and others from the White House went to her office in Langley, begged her to stay in. President Trump, they got him on the line. He begged her to stay in. She didn't want to go answer questions about this. As a matter of fact, she didn't answer any questions. She evaded all the questions. Do you feel that this is legal and moral? Do you think this is in line with... Oh, I love American values. Would not answer the questions. And yet... As they're weighing this, we had on Fox News, and this is why I pulled this up. I think this is interesting because, as I pointed out, a lot of people say, well, you know, John McCain is opposed to her, and John McCain is opposed to torture. So since I don't like John McCain, that means that I like torture, and I like Gina Haspel. That is really crazy groupthink, folks. Crazy groupthink. You're not going to be free if you don't think freely and independently. That's like saying, well, because InfoWars reported it or because CNN reported it is obviously false. You know what? CNN gets a lot of stuff wrong. Anybody can get something wrong. But sometimes it's interesting to see what they have to say. And sometimes because they have access to Democrat politicians, you want to hear what the Democrat politicians say. That's why you listen to CNN. What do the Democrats have to say? The bottom line is they can be right, and John McCain can be right once in his life. And he's right about this. And yet you had a retired Air Force Lieutenant General, Thomas McHenry, said that's why they call John McCain Songbird John. He said, the fact is, John McCain, it worked on John. That's why they call him Songbird John. Well, did it work? Did it really work? Did the fact that he would get on there and say whatever they wanted to say in a propaganda broadcast so they would stop crippling his arm, was that evidence of a victory for the North Koreans? Did it really? You know, the Air Force Lieutenant General says that it worked, but there was 109 retired generals and admirals who said it does not work, who signed a letter to that effect opposing the appointment of Gina Haspel. And there's many others who have said that it doesn't work. John Kiriakou that I had on yesterday was the whistleblower who exposed it. He worked for Gina Haspel. You have Ray McGovern, 27 years at the CIA. He says it doesn't work. Many, many people in the real world say that it doesn't work. People who don't form their opinions based on watching episodes of 24. But that's really kind of beside the point. Do we want to become the terrorists? As I pointed out yesterday, one thing that Gina Haspel said in pushing back against this was, terrorists don't have any cultural norms. Terrorists don't have any moral standards. Terrorists don't obey any laws. And I said, well, by her own admission, she has defined herself as a terrorist. didn't follow any cultural norms or any moral requirements or any laws when she did that. It was illegal when she did it. But even after it was clear that everybody felt that this was immoral and illegal, Gina Haspel covered it up. She destroyed records that exposed what was done there. And of course, they're still hiding what was done. Some of the information that got out that is truly outrageous, you can see as I read yesterday, you can go back and watch that on the archives. I'm not going to go into it again. As they talked about the waterboard torture and the fact that they continued it 2 weeks after all the people there at the site said, this is really making us sick to watch this. We can't live with ourselves. And we all understand that he doesn't know anything and this isn't doing any good. And they wanted to keep it up for another 2 weeks, the upper level management. Those people who told Gina Haspel to get rid of the information, and she covered it up. She obstructed that investigation. Do you want people like that run the CIA? I don't. And I have to say that even if it works, it makes us terrorists. It makes the people who live in our country, who rule over us, who have more power over us than the terrorists do, it makes them monsters, like the terrorists. That's why I oppose it. And John McCain can be right about one thing in his life, and I'll give him that. I think he is right about that one thing. As we look at what's happening with Julian Assange, they have now screwed down the controls even tighter on Julian Assange. And Ecuador, the Ecuadorian ambassador, and of course this is all coming from a new president in Ecuador, they have now isolated him even within the embassy. So he's isolated from people within the embassy, and they're not allowing any phone calls. They're not allowing any physical visitors. Back in March, they had cut off his internet access. That came, interestingly enough, after he got on Twitter and criticized the false flag that was being pushed by Theresa May, and of course by Nikki Haley as well, saying that the double or triple agent spy Skripal and his daughter had been poisoned with nerve gas, that only Russia could do this. And I've talked about that at length. What an obvious piece of nonsense that is. That's got more holes in it than the Vegas shooting does. You can come up with a list of suspects. Even the Metropolitan Police there said, this is going to take us, even though we've got a couple hundred people on it, it's going to take us several months to go through this, try to figure out what's happened. And as they did the tests, sending them to the Swiss lab, which is one of only about five, I think, worldwide, that are authorized by the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, as they looked at it, they found that it had BZ, which would be consistent with the conditions that they had, which is not something that the Russians have. It is a level 2 chemical weapon. They also found that it did have Novichok in it, but it was in pristine condition and undegraded, even though it was weeks afterwards, almost like they had added it. And so as Julian Assange is pushing back on that nonsense and even talking about Spain cracking down on Catalonian elections and duly elected politicians, that was presumably the reason that they cut off his internet access. Can't be talking about the truth. And now they have cut him off physically. Speaking with the foreign press on Wednesday, Ecuador's foreign minister confirmed that Assange was still being denied internet access while talks between the UK and Ecuador to decide his fate are still ongoing. But now they have instituted new rules limiting his communications, saying he cannot have phone calls, he cannot have visitors. And so Pamela Anderson, the Baywatch star, who got to know Julian Assange, friend and supporter of his, has thrown out a Hail Mary to Kanye West. She sent a letter, kind of a public letter to him, asking him what he thinks, that I support him. I know you value free speech. He's in grave danger for exposing corruption in governments, and he thinks that people are trying to kill him. She says, I've always supported your no filter. You speak your mind. You make an impact. I'm sure a lot of people feel like you do. They're just stuck in whatever society says is okay to say. See, it really is okay to say that the government is lying to you. It really is okay to say that Spain is wrong when it cracks down on elections and when it beats people who are peacefully showing up for elections, and then when the people still show up and vote then they arrest the politicians. We can't comment on that. And that's the amazing thing to me about it. We're going to talk about some new news in the Second Amendment. We have not only things that are happening in the retail trade here, as well as in the bankers and the large monetary funds are starting to throw their weight around on gun manufacturers. We saw Bank of America and Citibank a couple of weeks ago say they weren't going to make loans to gun manufacturers or to gun resellers. Now what we're seeing are some Wall Street investment funds that are trying to use their leverage against the gun manufacturers, and they're being joined by so-called faith-based organizations, many of them Catholic, echoing what the Pope said just this last Sunday. Got to destroy anybody that has a gun. We'll be talking about that when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship. Brainwash young people against InfoWars. Psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. Let's talk about what's going on with firearms. We now have Mossberg cutting off Dick's. Dick's Sporting Goods has become the second firearms company to be cut off. Mossberg and Sons has severed ties with Dick's Sporting Goods because of their hiring of multiple gun control lobbyists. Remember that Dick's Sporting Goods said, well, we're not going to sell rifles to anybody under the age of 21. This was a while back, and started pulling things off. So this is a virtue signaling by them, but it's gone beyond that. They're now hiring lobbyists in Washington to lobby for gun control. Dick's Sporting Goods. Just remember that name, Dick's Sporting Goods. They said the lobbying records show that Dick's hired two Democrats and one Republican from Glover Park Group, a D.C.-based government affairs firm, to lobby related to gun control in favor of it. It has come to our attention, said Mossberg, CEO. It has come to our attention that Dick's Sporting Goods recently hired lobbyists on Capitol Hill to promote additional gun control. Make no mistake, Mossberg is a staunch supporter of the U.S. Constitution and our Second Amendment rights, and we fully disagree with Dick's Sporting Goods' recent anti-Second Amendment action. They said the move follows that of Springfield Armory, which also manufactures major manufacture of handguns and rifles. They announced last week that they would also sever all ties with Dick's over the lobbyists that they'd hired. They said at the time, three lobbyists tapped by Dick's to push for gun control are listed by name in the federal disclosure forms required by the Lobbying Disclosure Act of 1995. And so one of these guys worked for Bill Clinton and the Senate Democrat leadership. Another one worked for Lindsey Graham. Go Lindsey. Another one was a former staffer for Senator Bob Casey, Democrat of Pennsylvania. Springfield Armory made their statement. They said, we are severing ties with Dick's Sporting Goods and its subsidiary, Field & Stream, in response to their hiring a group of anti-Second Amendment lobbyists. And again, going back to February, Springfield Armory also spoke out about the fact that Dick's Sporting Goods was going to not sell firearms to anybody under 21. They said, in addition, they have denied Second Amendment rights to Americans under the age of 21. We at Springfield Armory believe that all law-abiding American citizens of adult age are guaranteed this sacred right under our Constitution. It's clear where Dick's Sporting Goods and its subsidiary stand on the Second Amendment. And we want to be clear. We at Springfield Armory believe in the rights and principles fought for and secured by American patriots and our founding fathers without question. And then it doesn't end there. We have a little bit of a storm at Sturm and Ruger, a shareholder meeting that was put there. They had a proposal that was backed by the Northwest Coalition for Responsible Investment and by other groups that aligned with them that are described as faith-based shareholder groups. And what they wanted to do was they put up a proposal, and they got it passed, to ask gun makers like Sturm Ruger to prepare a report about the financial and reputational risks associated with their business. In other words, do opposition research for us. Tell us what the risks are so that other people should not invest in your company. This is coming from people who are supposedly investing in this company to make money. These are people who are investing in this company to shut it down. And who are these faith-based investors? A group of nuns and others. The shareholders have spoken, said the CEO of Ruger's, but he added that the winning proposal cannot force us to change our business and cannot change what Ruger is about or what we stand for. The proposal was backed by Catholic Health Initiatives and the Northwest Coalition for Responsible Investment, which I imagine was created just to come after gun manufacturers and retailers. It asked gun makers, not just Sturm Ruger. They're going to be doing this to all different gun makers. To prepare a report about the financial and reputational risk associated with their business, the shareholders plan to introduce similar proposals on the proxy of American Outdoor Brands, another gun maker that typically holds its meetings in the fall. A new momentum has emerged over these last few months, said the chief advocacy officer of Catholic Health Initiatives. If you have some group that is a faith-based group that is maybe what they're doing is investing to provide for retirement, I don't know what Catholic Health Initiatives are. I probably should look this up to see who are these people. And I will do that. I'll tell you who these people are once I look this up. But it's also BlackRock, which is an investment group. They are the largest shareholder of Ruger. And they are also out to basically shut the company down. BlackRock said in a note to its clients back in March that it would reach out to gun makers to try to get them to talk about their business. And it added that it could use its position as a major shareholder to vote against directors and in favor of shareholder proposals. And what are they going to do? Are they going to get directors in there who no longer want to make guns at a gun manufacturer? What is their point? If I was, that's what I'm saying. If I had financial interests in any of these groups that are going around and doing this stuff, I would be asking why they are sabotaging my investment, my position in these groups, because they're investing in companies that they're trying to destroy. And then there's another group, the Interfaith Center on Corporate Responsibility. They said yesterday that the vote sends a strong message to Sturm Ruger's board that business as usual is insufficient. So you're not going to be able to manufacture those guns because we're going to shut you down from Wall Street. So it was the banks just a couple of weeks ago, Bank of America and Citibank. Bank of America actually pulled that back after a lot of people had something to say about it. Said, all right, we will make loans to gun retailers and so forth. But trying to shut down all loans and financial transactions to gun manufacturers and gun retailers. This is something that began with the Obama administration, trying to make it difficult for them. Remember that? And so even though the Democrats aren't in power, even though they're not there, they're still going through with this agenda, just like they're going through the agenda of shutting down the First Amendment. That's still on schedule, still running through that, just as if Hillary Clinton had won the election. So the Interfaith Center says this sends a strong message to Sturm Ruger's board that they can't have business as usual given the current climate, that new safety standards responding to the risks that guns pose for society are needed. So this is what Sturm Ruger said about this. It's a great reply they had. Please understand, Ruger was obligated by applicable law to include a shareholders activist resolution with its proxy materials for a shareholder vote. With the passage, the proposal requires Ruger to prepare a report. That's it, a report. What the proposal does not do and cannot do is to force us to change our business, which is a lawful and constitutionally protected business. What it does not do and cannot do is to force us to adopt misguided principles created by groups who do not own guns, know nothing about our business, and frankly would rather see us out of business. They invested in these companies because they want to put them out of business. As our CEO explained, we are Americans who work together to produce rugged, reliable, innovative, affordable firearms for responsible citizens. We are arms makers for responsible citizens. I want to assure our longstanding shareholders and loyal customers, we have no intention of changing that. But the Pope does. And the courts in California do. And the legislature in California does. And I'll give you that information when we get back. Stay with us.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crises, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. InfoWars Life Select Storable Food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
I'm going to finish up on the Second Amendment, and then we'll get into the new news on immigration. The fact that there was a very angry confrontation in a cabinet meeting, reports New York Times and Politico and other sources, that evidently went on for 30 minutes, with President Trump berating the current Department of Homeland Security Secretary Nielsen. And the question, nobody seems to disagree about that. The disagreement is to whether or not she drafted a letter of resignation afterwards. But there's something else that needs to be said about this. And we're going to cover that in terms of what is not being done about DACA, what is not being done to defend the border. It is an issue of national security, as I've said many times. But let's finish up on the gun control issue, because as I was saying, we've got the banks coming out saying we're going to restrict financial access to this. And again, it was something that the Obama administration started trying to do a while back. They start to put these controls on, then they pull back. A new form of control is that we have now retailers like Dick's Sporting Goods, and we've had two gun manufacturers say, we're not going to let them have access to guns. First, Dick said, we're not going to let anybody who is under the age of 21 buy a gun. And then they hired lobbyists for gun control. And then you had two gun manufacturers pull back, Mossberg and I think it was Springfield Armory. But then you had at Sturm and Ruger, you had groups, mainly Catholic groups, joining with liberal activists and pushing forward a proposal saying, we need you to write a report talking about how dangerous your business is and all the risks. Put that out there so we can discourage people from investing in your company like we have. So these are kind of poison pill investors becoming large shareholders. And, of course, it's their largest shareholder that was allied with these Catholic groups to try to shut down Sturm and Ruger. Sturm and Ruger said, well, we have to, by law, recognize that if they pass this, we will write a report. And that's all we're going to do. They're not changing anything about the way we do business. We make no apologies for what we do. What we do is legal. It's a good thing. We make firearms for responsible people. But, of course, this push by these Catholic groups, these faith-based groups, echoes what the Pope has been saying on several occasions. And he said it again this last Sunday, essentially saying gun owners, quote, can't call themselves Christians. He had a, it was a week of anti-gun comments that concluded on Sunday by saying that those who manufacture, sell, or own firearms are hypocrites. And they're not Christians. Think about that for a second, that they're hypocrites. And not Christians. He took on the idea of the Second Amendment, in particular, the words of the U.S. Constitution. He said, citizens shouldn't listen to that. They should listen to the Word of God. It's like, okay, well, where in the Bible do you see arms prohibited? I don't see that anywhere. As a matter of fact, I see in the New Testament, you provide for your own or you're worse than an infidel. Now, that doesn't just mean that you give them money. That means that you protect them as well, right? Is it the responsibility of a Christian to protect himself and to protect innocent people? Is it your responsibility? We've always understood that in a Christian society, that we have a responsibility to protect innocent people from aggression. As a matter of fact, Augustine, when he came up with the just war theory, said, oh, if we have aggression from another country, then you are justified in terms of fighting a war. You're not justified to become, to be the one who preemptively invades. You're not justified to be the one who starts the war, but you're certainly justified to fight back to protect innocent life. That has always been a part of Christian tradition and culture and understanding. Catholic, Protestant alike. And now we have this Pope coming on with something different. Some other stuff. Okay, Jesus also said, when a strong man fully armed guards his own house, his possessions are safe. I mean, that's just common sense. You know that a strong man is going to guard his own home. He's going to provide security, safety for his own people. And then, of course, as he was leaving his apostles, he told them, hey, if you don't have a sword, sell your cloak and buy one. Very different than the advice that we're getting from this Pope. His recent comments follow the ones where he said we've got to get rid of all weapons so we can have new world unity. Yes, that's exactly what he'd like to have. Do we really want peace? He said, let's ban all weapons so we don't have to live in fear. The UN would love that. And this Pope, I'm sure, loves the UN. And so he says that people who own guns, manufacture guns, sell guns, protect their friends and families and themselves from violent aggression. And just having a gun, by the way, having a gun can protect you from violent aggression without even using it. It's a deterrent. It really is a deterrent. And I've talked about personal examples in my family's history, but we also had the study that was done by criminologists working at a Florida university 25 years ago. And they said, we think that it's about 2.5 million occurrences of the defensive uses of guns, and it's not really being reported. And when they came out with that study, very detailed study, we later found that the Center for Disease Control, what business do they have doing this? But the CDC went out and funded two studies, didn't tell anybody about it. trying to disprove what these criminologists had done. And what their studies did was they independently verified the work of these criminologists. And they eventually found out about this in a FOIA request. And when the CDC funded this research, and the research, the two different studies, validated what these guys had said in public, the CDC hid that. So they did it in secret, didn't give them the answer they wanted, and they hid it. So we know that defensive uses of guns is very important. It's, by the way, it's 3-1, the offensive use of guns. But when the Pope calls gun owners hypocrites, I want you to keep this in mind. What's going on right now? The Catholic Church is releasing ads in Australia asking people to pay for the defense of Cardinal George Pell, who is standing trial accused of being a repeat pedophile. Repeat offenses. The Catholic Archdiocese of Sydney has begun posting advertisements asking supporters of Cardinal Pell to contribute to his legal fund. The Catholic Weekly website referred to the ads and explained that the church isn't responsible for his legal costs. No, they're just responsible for his crimes. They're responsible for covering them up. And he covered up the crimes of other pedophile priests, and so is this pope. This pope has done nothing. He talked about the fact that he was going to clean house and do something about the pedophiles in his midst. And he created a commission. And the people who were on that commission, some of them victims of pedophile priests, resigned in disgust after a couple of years. He has done everything to, he's been duplicitous about this. He went to Chile and he reached out to the victims of some of these pedophile priests. And then he trashed them, called them slanderers for accusing the leadership that covered up for the known pedophiles. And so you want to talk about hypocrisy? That is hypocrisy. You want to cover up for the people who prey on the most helpless among us. And this guy was already deeply involved in this stuff. There are already a lot of accusations against him when he was picked by this pope to be the number three in the Vatican, to be the one that was in charge of the money. He is the highest ranking Catholic official to be charged with pedophile crimes. But, of course, when you assist other people by keeping it quiet, by transferring the people who are accused of this to a different jurisdiction, and you don't tell the people in that new area where they're going to be over them what this guy is accused of doing, you help them not only evade the law, but you facilitate them being able to start that whole process all over again. That's what the hypocrites at the Vatican have been doing. And then you got the California courts and two new rulings gradually taking away gun rights. We'll be right back. I'm going to tell you about that court decision. It's absolutely amazing what the judge said there. And then we're going to get into immigration. We'll be right back.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that for children and adults. We've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate Magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship. Brainwash young people against InfoWars. Psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
I'm David Knight. I've got one more thing to say about the Second Amendment as we're talking about Catholic groups joining together with Wall Street investment, left-wing investment companies to try to attack and to shut down different gun manufacturers by buying up their stock and becoming major shareholders, pushing forward resolutions and so forth, which aren't going to change the way they do business, said Sturm and Ruger, but they're not the only gun manufacturers that are being targeted on that. And the gun manufacturers are pushing back, saying we're not going to sell our guns, allow our guns to be sold by certain manufacturers like Dick's Sporting Goods that have hired multiple lobbyists to push for gun control. I mean, this is getting to be gun control by the commercial interests, the banks, Wall Street companies, retailers coming after other retailers, coming after also the gun manufacturers themselves. But then I want to talk about what's happening in California with two court decisions that just came out against the Second Amendment. Amazing statement by a California judge. And then we're going to talk about immigration because the lower level judges are basically hand tying President Trump and the DHS secretary because they allow them to do this. They don't have the jurisdiction to tell them that they can't shut down DACA. But we're going to talk about what happened in the back and forth with President Trump at the cabinet meeting. 30 minutes of a blow up, as reported by the New York Times first and also by Politico. Many people present at the meeting do not dispute that. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We got a lot of products there, several of them now on special, deep discount, 50% off. The products that we sell there will help to support your health and that of your family, but it also keeps us independent and free. It funds this program. We've got DNA Force Plus, one of our premier products, very expensive to produce because of the key ingredient there, BioPQQ. You can take a look at the clinical studies. There's over 170 clinical studies talking about the effectiveness of that ingredient, BioPQQ, to protect your DNA health. That is now 50% off. That is a massive dollar discount savings off of that right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, if you haven't tried our fluoride-free line of dental products that also have silver added to them, that's our Super Blue line, this is a great time to try this. They're now 50% off. And, of course, if you tried them, I know you're going to like them. You can stock up on this as well. But both flavors of toothpaste as well as the mouthwash and the immune gargle spray, you can use that even on your hands because nanosilver is very effective at killing not only bacteria but virus as well. You can now get any of those Super Blue fluoride-free dental products 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And finally, Bodies has now been reduced by 50%. It is the ultimate turmeric product. It can help to support your flexibility, your mobility, your joints, and your immune system. So take a look at those products at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. All right, this final news item about the Second Amendment. They've had two new federal court decisions, reports Reason, that highlight a harsh new reality that California has effectively repealed the Second Amendment inside of its borders. Now, one of these is just a California district judge taking away the God-given rights respected in the Constitution. A district judge in California took this away. This is a district judge that was appointed by Barack Obama out of Santa Ana, California. And her name is Judge Josephine Stanton. This was a court case. It was brought by the National Rifle Association's state affiliate against the Assault Weapons Control Act signed by Governor Jerry Brown in 2016. So it's been going through the courts for quite some time. She came up and said, oh no, they can effectively regulate this. She says, even an outright ban is fine with me. Of course, she was appointed by Barack Obama. She says, even an outright ban on certain types of semi-automatic weapons does not substantially burden the Second Amendment right. And just to remind people of how our rights are in jeopardy from an activist judiciary, Reason Magazine quotes Justice Clarence Thomas, who said, if a lower court treated another right so cavalierly as it does the Second Amendment, I have little doubt that this court would intervene. He wrote that in a dissent from his colleague's decision not to hear the Sylvester versus Harris case after the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld another California anti-gun measure. And Clarence Thomas went on to say, but as evidenced by our continued inaction in this area, the Second Amendment is a disfavored right in this Supreme Court. He's absolutely right. Now, the NRA affiliate that was pushing to overthrow this Assault Weapons Control Act was the California Rifle and Pistol Association. And they said that it was unconstitutional under the Second Amendment and the Constitution's Due Process and Takings Clause because California law that was signed into law in 2016 that they were fighting makes it a crime to manufacture, sell, or import or transfer hundreds of popular semi-automatic firearms with a pistol grip. See, that's in their mind what makes them a military weapon. Oh, it's got a pistol grip. Anything that's arbitrary, or if it has an adjustable telescoping stock. And the ban includes gifts between parents, grandparents, and children. Gun owners who legally owned such a rifle before December the 31st, 2016, have only a few choices. They can either register it as an assault rifle, and that gets new strict requirements. They can modify it. You can take off that handle. And that's going to make it a completely different weapon, right? You can sell it, store it out of state, and if you don't register it by July of this year, July 2018, then it is a crime. Now, here is the real bombshell in her opinion. She said, the legislature is permitted to reform its gun control regime incrementally. See, isn't that what infringe means? Isn't that what it meant when it said the rights of the people? shall not be infringed. See, infringement is moving it on the edge. They knew that it would be a gradual process, unlike just revoking the First Amendment with a law. They knew that they would gradually take the firearms away by a process of continually moving the boundaries, continually infringing on people's rights. And so if we were to take her wording there, she says, well, you can do gun control incrementally. You can do a gun control regime incrementally. Yeah, we don't want a gun control regime. That's why we didn't vote for Hillary Clinton. Those kinds of regimes want to control your guns. But let's just redo the Second Amendment. Take out the word infringe and just say the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be incrementally controlled. I mean, that's exactly what she's saying. What she is saying is in direct contradiction to the Second Amendment. The second unsuccessful Second Amendment case was also brought by the NRA's state affiliate. They sought to protect California's rights to carry firearms for self-defense. And this is something that's already gone to the Supreme Court out of Washington, D.C. Remember in that Heller case, there was a guy who was an off-duty officer. And he was told that he couldn't have a gun on him when he was off-duty. They said, well, yeah, you got a right to keep and bear arms, but you can't really, because you got to keep it locked up in a closet. Even if you are a police officer, we're not going to allow you to do that. So they don't care what the Constitution says. They don't even care what the Supreme Court says. And the Supreme Court isn't the final arbiter of the law either. As we've pointed out many times, especially for all you people in California, entertainment industry, you know, don't you, that in the early days of film, they locked up a guy who did a movie about 1776, the spirit of 1776. He got a jail term, a massive fine, and the Supreme Court, they appealed it all the way to the Supreme Court. They said that First Amendment didn't apply to movies. And that Supreme Court decision held until the 1950s. They reversed themselves all the time. Let's talk about immigration and this meeting. Trump lashed out at his cabinet and at DHS Secretary Nielsen in particular, when told that the number of people arrested for illegally crossing the Mexico border topped 50,000 for the second consecutive month. Why is that? Do you think that this is strictly her problem? I mean, he went after her for more than 30 minutes, very upset about this. And yet, remember when President Trump got elected and immediately as he took office, it was called the Trump effect. People stopped crossing because they said, what's the point? He's going to be tough on immigration. He's going to send us back. He's not going to give us amnesty. Obama's been promising us amnesty. And then what we had, and we're going to see that Nielsen, he actually is right to be upset with her because she was bragging at a Senate Appropriations Committee hearing that she is telling people, please, if you're seeking asylum, come on, you're not breaking the law. We want you to come to specific ports of entry. You're not criminals. And she's broadcasting this on radio broadcasts in Central America. And yet it's also President Trump saying, we're not going to do anything about DACA. Those people are great.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. And now, live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Is President Trump right to be angry at his Homeland Security Secretary? I think he is. I think he is. But there's also some other issues as well. As I pointed out, there was a blow-up that lasted for more than 30 minutes, according to a person with knowledge of what had transpired. It was reported by the New York Times yesterday. Also, Politico, they report that Nielsen was the subject of Trump. His face reddened. He raised his voice, saying that Nielsen needed to close down the border. He said, why don't you have a solution? How is this still happening? We need to shut it down. We're closed. We're closed. Two senior White House officials said that Nielsen was upset after the meeting, but they were unaware of a letter that threatened to resign. Other people said that she had drafted a letter to resign. One person close to Nielsen said she is unlikely to resign. She feels that she's doing the best she can, doing a good job on immigration, but she also feels that she has to follow the law. Now, what law is that that she's following? Is this the law, the immigration law that we actually have? Or is this the law that was laid down by her predecessor, Department of Homeland Secretary Janet Napolitano? We call that memo that her predecessor put out, DACA. Her predecessor said, we're going to defer action. We're not going to enforce immigration law. We're not going to enforce U.S. borders. I'm going to defer action on that for certain people. First it was children, and then they tried to do the same thing with parents. That got shut down. That was never enforced. But they did it for the children. And President Trump bears some responsibility in this as well, as does Jeff Sessions. Jeff Sessions is now, after judges shut this down, Jeff Sessions says, oh, well, we'll fight this in the court. There's nothing to fight. There wasn't any law. Nothing changed in the law. And if Nielsen is going to enforce the law, she needs to start to enforce the law. That means that you ignore DACA. And that means that you ignore the judges that pretend that there was some kind of law that was passed. There wasn't any law. And Nielsen went on to say, the president is rightly frustrated that existing loopholes, it's not a loophole, it's an executive order, if you will, not even really an executive order, but just as I said before, like the Paris Climate Agreement or the Iran deal that he just got out of, these were things that were put together by Barack Obama without any law. They were just executive orders. So you can get out of them. And you can get out of DACA, just like you just got out of the Obama deal with Iran. She said, the president is rightly frustrated that existing loopholes and a lack of congressional action have prevented this administration from fully securing the border and protecting the American people. I share this frustration. Let me tell you something. This is not a lack of congressional action. This is a lack of action from the Trump administration. The Trump administration keeps saying, well, Congress needs to do something about DACA. They need to protect these people. And we're not going to enforce the law until Congress protects them. So he's punted the ball into their court, but the ball is not in their court. And as WND is pointing out, and I've pointed this out for many, many months. I think it's been, since this show began back in August, I've been talking about this. Reversing Trump? Can a district judge rule the world? No, they can't. And I've been saying that. Can a federal district judge in Denver or San Francisco or New York or Dallas issue an order that can effectively rule the world? You could add Hawaii to that as well. The fact that a single judge anywhere in the country can somehow overrule the president of the United States from exercising a power explicitly granted him by the Constitution raises a question. Just what can those judges who operate at the lowest level of the federal judiciary system truly control? Now, that is a rhetorical question, because our founders, even our most statist founder, Alexander Hamilton, said the judiciary was the least effective, or at least dangerous, of the branches because they didn't have any way to execute their orders. And Andrew Jackson said the same thing. He said, well, the Supreme Court has made, not the district federal judge, but the Supreme Court has made their opinion. Let's see them enforce it. That's what President Trump should say. Instead, he's saying, we've got to protect the DACA people. They're great people.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be talking to Joel Skousen in the next segment. We're going to talk to him about foreign affairs. Of course, his website is worldaffairsbrief.com. And he is an expert on military and foreign affairs. We'll be talking to him about what's going on in Iran, also North Korea, and with China. So it'd be an interesting discussion. Stay with us. But I want to finish up on immigration, because I pointed out President Trump was reportedly very angry. Everybody who was at the cabinet meeting, he blew up at the Department of Homeland Secretary for a half hour. New York Times Politico reported that she had drafted a resignation letter. Others said they weren't aware of any resignation letter. However, one of her spokespersons said she is very frustrated. She has to follow the law, and Congress is not doing anything. Well, Congress never did anything to create DACA, as I said before. They tried to push through a Dream Act. You know, they call these people dreamers. They're not dreamers. There was never a Dream Act that was pushed through by Congress. It is President Trump who is telling Congress that they must pass some kind of a Dream Act now. That's the reversal. And it was the tough talk of candidate Trump that stopped the border crossings. Once they started pandering to the DACA people, that was when we saw the border crossings going up. So when President Trump asked her, why don't you have a solution? How is this still happening? The solution is sitting right there on your desk, President Trump, the same solution you just took with the Iran deal that was put together by Obama and not passed by the Congress either. You just throw that deal out. And you get a Homeland Security Secretary who will enforce the law and the border as they exist now. But she's not doing this. Breitbart points out that DHS Secretary Nielsen is begging asylum seekers in other countries. Oh, come in. This is exactly what Obama did. That's why they called it the Obama effect. And then we had the Trump effect. It said, don't come in. We're going to send you back home. We're going to block the border, whatever. But now we're back to the Obama policies. She was bragging about this during a Senate Appropriations Committee hearing. She said in the hearing, if you are fleeing and you have a need to come to the United States, please come to ports of entry. You know, we will process your claim here, she said. But if you come across the border illegally, you're broken the law and we have to prosecute. It's the only way to keep our border, to have a border. She's so apologetic about this. If you got to come in, well, please do it this way. But, you know, I've got this law that somehow got to enforce. I've got to pretend I'm enforcing the law anyway. So, you know, please do it at the ports of entry. So if you have a claim, You have children. You're concerned for your life. Go to a port of entry. You'll be processed. We have asylum laws. But when you break the law, that's where it gets very difficult because we have to prosecute those who break the law. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Some of the laws I just can't ignore. I can ignore some of them. I can continue with the process that Janet Napolitano and Obama started called DACA. It wasn't a law. But she's now telling us, and it goes further than that. She also said that DHS was broadcasting on radio. They've got a campaign that you, the taxpayer, are paying to advertise people in Central America about how they can get around our laws. Look, it's bad enough when we've got activist Democrat lawyer groups going to the border and telling the caravan how they can get in. Our own Homeland Security Secretary is doing this with a taxpayer-funded advertising campaign on Central American radio. They broadcast a campaign in Central America to tell asylum seekers they're able to use ports of entry in the U.S. to claim asylum. Senator Shaheen Esther said, are we messaging that to the Central American countries where many of these refugees are coming from? And Secretary Nielsen said, we are. We have a youth outreach program. See, all this DACA. Please come to us, MS-13, or even if you're a legal youth. Just come, leave your parents at home or pretend that you're leaving them at home. We'll give you asylum here. We have a youth outreach program. You're talking about people who need political asylum, then why are you reaching out to youth? We're doing an internship with the Department of State. We're also working with local radio stations as well as the Department of State to try to message this. I'm sure the Department of State is very happy to comply with this. You know, we have the State Department under Rex Tillerson spend $600,000 to do a propaganda campaign in Kenya to try to fight toxic masculinity with the young Kenyan boys. So I'm sure that we can also find some money for some other worthy causes for the Department of State. In this case, let's get some more DACA people coming across the border. She said, certainly the embassies are messaging this. But again, if you have a legitimate claim, you come to a port of entry, you haven't broken the law. So, yeah, you know, I guess we can have radio stations send this out, and we can have President Trump himself saying multiple times, we love the DACA people. They're the best people. We're going to keep them here. So you start sending that message, guess what? They're going to start crossing the border. They're not stupid. They're just economic refugees. And there's a question as to how many people we should be bringing in here. You can't say that the border is closed when you keep doing that because they'll just keep coming across. And again, this is a national security issue. Agents are sounding the alarm. Border Patrol agents in the Laredo sector are sounding the alarm after they recently apprehended two Syrian nationals who illegally crossed the border from Mexico into South Texas. See, if we can't tell who's coming across the border, just as the sad parents who illegally came here from El Salvador trying to escape MS-13 found, they moved all the way up to Long Island and New York. And guess what? So did MS-13. There's more than 400 known MS-13 agents up there. But the Immigration Department and Homeland Security can't send them home because the only law that they have broken so far is our immigration law. And we can't deport people for immigration law. So we got to wait until they hack somebody up, like this illegal immigrant father's children who got hacked to pieces by the MS-13, who came across the open border, because if the open border is open for him, it is also open for the people that he's trying to run from. And it is also open to people who might be terrorists coming from Syria or some other country that we have gone to war with and created enemies with. So we create these refugees, we create terrorists, and then we open our borders, and they are now catching Syrians coming across the border. But we can't use the military to protect our borders. Can't be done. When President Trump says do that, the military shakes their heads. Yeah, I don't know how to do that. I don't know where I could find any money to do that out of the record military budget that we just passed. That's more than the rest of the world combined. I can't figure out how we could do that. I can't see how we could build a wall out of the military budget to protect our borders. We're too busy with our empire. And we're too busy doing regime change elsewhere. We can't protect the borders. And then you have sanctuary cities demanding that ICE turn over the people in their custody to them and say, we've got some local crimes that they've committed, so you've got to release them to our custody so that we can process them on the crimes. This is absolutely amazing. And ICE, at least in this case, I said, oh, they're criminals? Okay, well, that's another reason for us to deport them and we're not handing them over to you. So that's good. You got Trump, it was back on April 29th, saying that he finds tax reform boring. That's what was reported by the New York Times. He said, yeah, tax reform is boring. I'm going to focus on immigration and on trade. Well, good. He needs to do that. That's what got him elected in the first place. And he started talking about that last night as he called out the deputy chair of the DNC, Keith Ellison, for wearing a T-shirt at a Marxist May Day rally. And in Spanish, it said, I do not believe in borders. So President Trump called him out on that. But the question is, does President Trump's Homeland Security believe in borders? Does President Trump's Homeland Security believe in the law? Does President Trump's Department of Justice understand that a district federal judge cannot block him from undoing DACA any more than a federal district judge can block President Trump and say, you can't exit the Iran deal? I'm still waiting for that to happen. Do you think that'll happen? Will we have some judge in California or New York or Hawaii or something say, you know what, we like that legacy of Obama. And even though it was just his signature and Kerry's signature on that Iran deal, we're not going to let you exit that. We're going to block that. That's what they're doing with DACA. It's the same principle. The ball is in the court of the administration. Don't pretend that you are going to run on controlling the border when you don't do anything to control the border.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the Candida, it's back in stock. The real red pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product, it goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste, is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to have Joel Skousen in the third hour instead of this hour. So we've pushed that back 1 hour. He will still be joining us to talk about North Korea, China, and what is happening and likely to happen in Iran. So before we get to Joel, I want to talk about what's going on with the porn lawyer. That's right, Stormy Daniels' lawyer. Before we do, though, you know, I think it's kind of interesting what happened to Monica Lewinsky the last couple of days. She was going to an event. It's going to be a charity event. Once they found out that Bill Clinton was going to be there, she got disinvited. I find that to be very interesting from all these Me Too Democrats, don't you? Amazing bit of hypocrisy on their part. She started tweeting about that, how she was disinvited after Bill Clinton decided to attend. And so Lifestyle Magazine, Town and Country, apologized to her. They said, "We apologize, Ms. Lewinsky, and regret the way that the situation was handled." They did that, tweeted that out yesterday. And then she came back and said, "Don't try to ameliorate the situation by insulting me with an offer of an article in your magazine." So maybe that was something that was made privately, not on Twitter. They said the event in question appears to refer to the magazine's annual philanthropic summit, and the invite-only event was described as a gathering of activists and social leaders. You see, it's still the situation where, you remember, Hillary Clinton came after the people, not that Bill Clinton even had a consensual affair with. And this is what a lot of the Me Too people have said, that, look, okay, he had a consensual affair with Monica Lewinsky. And that was the one thing that Ken Starr focused on. Ignored all the shady economic dealings that were going on in Arkansas, all the Whitewater stuff and all these other things. Ignored all the allegations of violent sexual assault and rape, ignored all that stuff, focused on a consensual relationship. And then in today's climate, a lot of the women are saying, yeah, but, you know, let's understand, this guy was president. He was decades older than her. She was a very young intern, and he used that position to intimidate her. And yet, all these people who stood by Bill Clinton, and as I pointed out before, it was the people who had come after Clarence Thomas. Remember Anita Hill? Coming after Clarence Thomas and turning that that confirmation hearing into kind of a porn hearing in a way. What he was alleged to have done, some off-color jokes, if it true, certainly didn't rise to the types of things that we've seen done by the people affiliated with the Democrat Party. But immediately after that, after Anita Hill had accused him, and all the feminists had lined up with that, saying, oh, look, you know, he made a couple of little off-color remarks there in the office. So, you know, he needs to be taken down from being Supreme Court Justice. And within a year or two after that came the Monica Lewinsky and the other accusations from Paula Jones and many other women. Those other accusations, as I said, were violent assault, rape, and so forth. And Anita Hill and the other feminist lined up behind Bill Clinton when he was accused of violent sexual assault and rape. They lined up behind him. And Hillary Clinton, of course, called all of the victims of Bill Clinton, bimbos. But then when you got real bimbos, like Stormy Daniels, who is, you know, the celebrity whores who are accusing President Trump of this, they are feted like celebrities on all of the TV shows, all the Democrat politicians. They worship these celebrity whores who really are bimbos. They're professional bimbos, celebrity bimbos. And look at the difference in the way they're treated. Look at the way that Monica Lewinsky is still treated, being rejected from this. Which brings us to Hillary Clinton. And as we pointed out, you know, she's got that back brace now. One of the other things, and it was one of the most minor things, really, about Hillary Clinton, but it was a concern. Was there something that was affecting her that would keep her from being able to fulfill her duties as president? Does she have some kind of a mental damage from the fall that she had a while back? Or is there some kind of a degenerative situation? As we saw her collapse, and they tried to cover that up, and now she's got the back brace that shows. So she's been wearing a cape. A 70-year-old has draped an $1,100 patterned Hermes cashmere blend shawl around her shoulders for the last couple of days after people pointed out the pictures where she's got the big back brace showing underneath her pantsuit. So the question is, you know, what is up with Hillary? I mean, the fact that she is elderly at 70, she shouldn't, was not necessarily a disqualifying thing. But when you saw the way that she couldn't control her head movements, the various things that were happening with her eyes not converging, the collapsing and so forth, that brought up a legitimate concern if she was seriously ill. And now we're seeing this with a back brace as well. And I think it's kind of ironic that it was Hillary Clinton, with all the health issues that she had, that did that commercial where she was talking about the 3 a.m. phone call. And I want to remind you of that 3 a.m. phone call commercial. Here's a little 30-second spot talking about how when things get really tough, you can depend on Hillary Clinton. I don't think in the shape she's in, she's going to be able to take any phone calls at 3 a.m. But here's a reminder of that commercial that she ran a few years ago.
3 a.m. and your children are safe and asleep. But there's a phone in the White House and it's ringing. Something's happening in the world. Your vote will decide who answers that call. Whether it's someone who already knows the world's leaders, knows the military, someone tested and ready to lead in a dangerous world. It's 3 a.m. and your children are safe and asleep. Who do you want answering the phone?
I'm Hillary Clinton and I approve this message.
Yeah, she knows the world's leader. She's gotten, she knows all the dirty little secrets and she's blackmailing them to contribute to the Clinton Foundation or whatever. But going back to that 3 a.m. phone call, because remember the hostages came in about, 2:45 in the morning. Dennis Miller had a great pushback against that. He says, who do you want answering the phone at 3 a.m.? President Trump. You see, he'll still be up. You know, returning from Andrews Air Force Base with three Americans that he just sprung out of a crazy jail in China. That was Dennis Miller going back to Hillary Clinton's 3 a.m. call. Yeah, she doesn't have the stamina or the integrity to do something like that, to get prisoners released. I don't know if Barack Obama ever got any prisoners released while he was there. But when we look at the way that the bimbos who are accusing President Trump, whether that's true or not, just look at the double standard between the way they treat Monica Lewinsky, people who are victims of Bill Clinton and so forth, and the way that CNN has the porn lawyer on virtually every day, multiple times. And what has happened to them? Their ratings in May, and we're only 11 days into May, have already collapsed by 20-plus percentage points over a year ago. That's not something we're seeing with Fox and MSNBC. They're basically holding steady. Breitbart points out that CNN is already in a total ratings free fall of 20%. It might be because they have become the porn lawyer network. That's really what's up with that. We're going to take a quick look at that when we come back as well. I guess, you know, you can do a lot of, if the late night comedians weren't so in the tank against President Trump, they could have a lot of fun with that. You know, does the porn lawyer have legal briefs? I don't know. We'll be right back.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even supports your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship. Brainwash young people against InfoWars. Psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crises, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select Storable Food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. It's David Knight.
Welcome back. I was just talking about how CNN's ratings are collapsing, down over 20% from a year ago so far this month. And this month is only 11 days in. Fox, MSNBC are holding steady, but CNN's ratings are collapsing. Why? Because they've got Avenatti, the attorney for Stormy Daniels, on all the time, always talking about Stormy Daniels, always so happy to put her forward when they totally trashed the victims of Bill Clinton's violence, and rape. And still defend Bill Clinton, even against Monica Lewinsky. She was disinvited to a charity function. The Me Too left disinvited her. But the question is, starting to arise about this Avenatti character. You know, as he started releasing this information about payments that Michael Cohen had allegedly gotten, and it turned out that a couple of those were different Michael Cohens. So it's like, when I heard this, I was talking to my wife about this a couple of days ago. I haven't been covering it because, you know, we got the Gina Haspel hearings. I think that's a bigger issue when our fundamental things that this society stand for are being discussed. But this also reflects on that. You know, it's very important that we understand the corruption, where this guy is coming from. And I said to my wife, where is he getting this information? If he's getting this because this is part of discovery, then how is he avoiding some kind of disciplinary action as an attorney because he's leaking information that he got under discovery? I don't really understand how that's going. And now some other people are starting to ask that same question. So he outs some payments from some other Michael Cohens who don't turn out to be this one, but he did find some big ones there. So where is this coming from? The Daily Beast is asking. Left-leaning publication. Leaking Michael Cohen's bank records could be illegal, they said yesterday. When Stormy Daniels' lawyer released a dossier on corporate payments allegedly made to Trump's personal attorney after the election, many observers questioned how he got access to this. I said, and why isn't he being looked after if he got this somehow as part of a legitimate attorney information? Avenatti has declined to reveal where he received his intelligence on the financial transactions of Cohen's shell company. And as he said, we're just getting started. And then the Treasury Department Inspector General said, yeah, we're just getting started as well. Because the next day they launched an investigation into how Cohen's private bank records were leaked. They're just getting started in their counter-investigation. Attorneys for Cohen filed court papers hours later questioning the veracity of Avenatti's report. Because again, he had at least two of these that were different Michael Cohens. And how did he get this information? How did he get the details of banking transactions from their client? Investigators are probing whether the suspicious activity report information, that's the SARs that banks fill out on you whenever you do something that is transaction that is greater than $10,000. So these suspicious activity reports, if that had been improperly disseminated. Under federal law, banks have to file this with the Treasury Department if they suspect money laundering or fraud. Well, even if it's just above a certain amount. In early April, Avenatti sent a letter to the Secretary of Treasury asking the agency to release a SAR report relating to Stormy Daniels' $130,000 payday. But still, says the Daily Beast, tax lawyers interviewed by the Daily Beast say they're puzzled that Avenatti would have access to Cohen's banking information, especially after the civil case was put on hold. So he's representing Stormy Daniels, and that civil case has been put on hold because the feds are investigating Cohen. So it's like, how would he get this stuff all of a sudden? Doesn't make any sense. It's highly unusual for these reports that are confidential to be made public, so they must have been leaked. Experts told the Daily Beast the level of detail in his report suggests that he obtained Treasury documents that only the agency's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, we call that FinCEN, had access to or which were requested by law enforcement. And then you have Robert Barnes tweeting out, he says, the only people who had both the Cohen bank information and the FinCEN information are the Mueller team and the people in New York. Either way, federal law enforcement is illegally leaking private records to embarrass Trump in violation of criminal laws through an ethically suspect lawyer. That's the side of it that you don't hear them talking about on late night television. Or on CNN, even though they've got him on there 59 times in a two-month period. Or maybe that was 1 month. I don't know. He was on one or two times a day for extended periods of time on CNN. That's why their ratings are collapsing. And so The Hill yesterday asked, and who is paying Michael Avenatti? So you see all these things out there that AT&T paid him money to try to get insights into President Trump when they were trying to put together a Time Warner deal and so forth. But who is paying Michael Avenatti? The Hill says, so exactly who is paying him? Is he a lawyer? Or is he an opposition researcher? Is he a journalist? Is he a campaign operative? Or is he just a permanent guest on CNN? That's the question they didn't ask. Avenatti needs to come forward with exactly who is financing his operation, who are his sources that gave him detailed banking information, and whether he really is an attorney who is solely representing Stormy Daniels, or is he just using her as cover to wage a political operation? The porn lawyer using the porn actress as cover. Other questions, say Zero Hedge, have come to light over Michael Avenatti's past actions. He may be facing disembarkment, and he also owes $5 million to the IRS, and he's got over 45 lawsuits filed against him in conjunction with a failed bankrupt coffee chain. And so other people are tweeting out and asking, Technofog says, why was Michael Avenatti paying himself $1.85 million in 2015 through 16, while his law firm ran up over $1.5 million in back taxes? In other words, he paid himself just a little bit more than he owed the IRS. So his law firm decided that they would pay Avenatti instead of paying the IRS. That's not a good business decision. Maybe it's decisions like that that put his coffee shop out of business and may be putting him in jail. Yeah, they've just started investigating Michael Avenatti. Robert Barnes again says Avenatti is reportedly under a rather massive California state bar inquiry. There is a good chance that he may get disbarred. And Jack Posobiec said Mueller raids Michael Cohen's office and suddenly his clients and bank records get leaked to Stormy Daniels' lawyer. Yeah, that's probably where these leaks are coming from. I'll give you another example of hypocrisy. As I was talking about the different ways that the Democrats treat women who are victims or maybe just celebrity prostitutes. You know, celebrity prostitutes, they are celebrated. But the victims of violent crime by these Democrats are hammered if there's politics involved. Here's Rosie O'Donnell. Dinesh D'Souza, and this happened over the weekend. I haven't gotten to this all week. Dinesh D'Souza was talking about the fact that the New York Post discovered that Rosie O'Donnell had done the same thing that Dinesh D'Souza was made an example of. Everybody couldn't believe it when Dinesh D'Souza was sent to jail for giving more than the $2,700 limit in federal election campaigns to a former friend and classmate of his who was running for federal office. They made an example of him. They gave him the hammer. You know, they put him in, they were calling him a felon in the mainstream media and so forth. Well, now, New York Post looked at Rosie O'Donnell's past and they found out that she went over that $2,700 limit not once, but five times. Five times. And she provided different addresses and multiple variations of her name. Oh, it almost looks like instead of being ignorant of the law, this was intentional and multiple violations, five of them. But the media says absolutely nothing except for the New York Post, which is a conservative press. But all the people who were calling Dinesh D'Souza a felon just look the other way when Rosie O'Donnell does it. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line, Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
The greetings of people in trouble, reflections of my life.
Oh, how they fill my eyes.
Welcome back. We're going to take a look at what's going on in Iran with economically, the effects to us. And again, as I've said, many people take the same tack as Lindsey Graham. It doesn't really matter what we do there because the war is not going to come here violently. Well, we will at least have some economic consequences from this, perhaps. And who knows? One day our regime changes and our interventions will have an effect here. Of violence. That day will probably come. It may even come as a false flag, another 9/11, so they can hammer us down even farther. We'll get to that in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of some of the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com and some of the specials we have right now, because those products are what fund us here at InfoWars. It's not ads that we run on our site. It's not revenue that we get from YouTube. That's the products that you buy there, and we have the best quality products that you're going to find anywhere to support your health and your family and to prepare for uncertain times. We've got several specials right now. I'll tell you about three of them that are 50% off. We have Bodies, our turmeric product that helps to support your flexibility, your mobility, your joints, your immune system. That is 50% off. That's Bodies. We also have DNA Force Plus, 50% off. And again, that is a very powerful antioxidant formula. Its active ingredient, BioPQQ, is extremely expensive, and so this is a high-dollar product. 50% off is a great savings. And there's been a lot of news media coverage and the mainstream media even talking about the importance of DNA health. And that's, if you look at the studies about BioPQQ, there's 170 clinical studies, and you take a look at some of those studies, and it will tell you how effective that ingredient is. Again, DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Finally, our Super Blue dental products. They're fluoride-free, they have the good halogen iodine, and they have nano silver, which fights viruses as well as bacteria. The bacteria that causes gum disease, that leads to tooth loss, to heart disease, other things. And it's a great tasting toothpaste. We've got it in two different flavors. So we've got two flavors of toothpaste. We've got a mouthwash. We've even got an immune gargle spray. You can get any of those at 50% off right now. The entire dental line is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. One of the interesting things that came out the last day or so, I think, is these five ISIS leaders that were captured. They convinced them, they lured them to go across the border, four Iraqis and one Syrian, to cross the border from Syria into Iraq, where they were captured by officials. And I just want to warn all those terrorists out there. If you're on Tinder and you've got somebody that you're about to date that looks like Gina Haspel and says she's into S&M, you might want to rethink that. Actually, it wasn't Tinder. It was Telegram that they used to message these people. Maybe they got their phone numbers from John McCain. I don't know, because he typically would meet with these types of people. But they were able to just get them to go to a meeting and arrest them. This is kind of like the sting that local police officers have run against criminals in the past. You know, sending them a message, buying stolen goods or something like that, and just having them all show up at a particular place and just having a mass arrest. They did this to these criminals, these terrorists, getting them to cross over from the ISIS group into Iraq, where they had police to arrest them. But here's some of the consequences for us. Let's talk about a little bit about the economics of this as well when we look at this. And let's start with this. Before we get to the gas stuff, I saw this on Zero Hedge, and there's just one little sentence out there that just put all the economic consequences of this empire building out there. If you think, like Lindsey Graham, that it's okay because there's not going to be any war here domestically in America, I mean, that may not be true, but if you just think along those lines and you don't really care, let's think about the economics of it, even before we get to the oil issues and the sanction issues and so forth. Here's how you bankrupt a nation. When you're loading $70,000 missile into a $28 million drone so it can fly at the cost of $3,600 an hour to kill some people in Yemen who live on less than a dollar a day. Let me just repeat that. A $70,000 missile you put on a $28 million drone and you fly it at a cost of $3,600 an hour to kill some people who live on less than a dollar a day. It's kind of like what we did during the Reagan administration, the early days of the cruise missiles. You know, just like they just fired the cruise missiles. We've had that annual occurrence in April the last couple of years. It's becoming a tradition where we fire cruise missiles into Syria. But, well, they did that to Muammar Gaddafi in Libya. Remember, they fired it into his tents. Millions of dollars for each of those cruise missiles, and they fired it into the tents. They did kill one of his children. I think it was his son or something in one of those attacks. But that's how you go bankrupt. They can outspend us on tents, and they can do other things. And when you start to do things like we did in Yemen, see, this is the other part of the issue here, the blowback, the recruitment, the propaganda advantage. Just like with the terrorism, when you use those missiles, that $70,000 missile and the $28 million drone that flies at $3,600 an hour to bomb a wedding, and you kill the bride, and you mutilate and kill more children than died in the attack in Syria that was alleged to have been a gas attack, but really wasn't a gas attack. It was an intense bombing campaign. It's just as bad when you kill people with bombs, isn't it, as when you kill them with poison? And if you don't kill them, you blow their arms and legs off. Do you think that motivates people to want to come to America and kill us? Do you think that motivates people to want to become terrorists? Do you think that doing that kind of thing to people as part of terrorism, do you think that that then makes them feel justified even more so, even if they weren't already inclined to do that. Makes them feel more justified to do that to our soldiers if they capture them. But it's a massive propaganda and recruitment tool. Besides turning our government into monsters like the terrorists, and our government can be far more dangerous than any of these terrorists who are living on a dollar a day. That's the problem that I have with this foreign policy. It is these empire policies that are so beloved by Wall Street. I mean, stocks are really cooking this week because of the war opportunities. The bankers love this stuff because it's going to bankrupt you. It's going to bankrupt this country. And one of the things that's going to happen probably before the election is that it will eat up the tax cuts that we got with increased gas costs. We had $4 a gallon gas prices already in California. You saw this show up a day or so ago. And just to, for comparison, a year ago, the national average was $2.34 per gallon. And now that's up to $2.81 per gallon. But it's going to keep going higher through the summer. The Europeans are looking at this and they're saying, we don't want the U.S. to be the economic policeman of the world. They want us to be the military policeman of the world. They would like us to be their unpaid mercenaries. But I think this article kind of helps to explain some of what appears to be some unusual behavior on the part of, let's say, President Macron, who was here encouraging President Trump to take action based on the false flag, false claims by the white helmets in Syria, egging him on to shoot missiles, and then very upset that he would exit Obama's deal with Iran. And it might be because he doesn't have any economic interest in Syria. I mean, that place is, that's an old civil war that's been going on there, 7 years or so. And maybe there's no economic advantage to be had there, but they've already started doing deals with Iran after this treaty was made with by Barack Obama a few years ago. So they've got some economic ties there. That's what they're concerned about. Oh, we don't want you to be the economic policeman of the world because we've got some investments there. The Belgians are saying we've got a sword of Damocles hanging over our head with these sanctions that are coming down the line because we got a lot of companies who've been going to Iran doing business. The French are saying the same thing. This article, this is from, so I don't see the source of this, but it's from Sebastian Siept. This is out of Europe. Out of France 24. Europe has long complained about the long arm of U.S. economic jurisdictions that made it difficult for major European banks and companies to operate in Iran even before the U.S. pullout. And they go back to 2014 sanctions that were there and how a French bank, the largest French bank, got fined $9 billion for violating U.S. sanctions. And so that's what they're complaining about. Say, hey, we want to do business with these people. We got economic interests in Iran. You got to take down Syria, but hey, we're just fine with, we're just fine with Iran because we got some money to be made there. Yeah, kind of like Wall Street Journal, these other people who say, you can't do an equalizing tariff with the U.S. and China. But yeah, please put on sanctions with these other people. Put on sanctions with Syria. Where we shut down 100% of this, or put on sanctions with Russia, where we shut down 100% of the aluminum supply from the second largest supplier. Oh, we're okay with that.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Yeah.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. It's David Knight.
I want to give you an example of government that is out of control, coming right out of Dallas, Texas. You had a homeowner who was severely injured after a natural gas explosion destroyed the heating unit in his home and left him with second-degree burns. And now he is being threatened by the city with massive fines because he's unable to mow his lawn while he's in the hospital. Those kinds of ways that the government gets out of control and doesn't really understand where the true problem is, in the most charitable explanation of this. He was injured after his home exploded in February, causing second-degree burns that left him recovering in the hospital. Not only was he physically unable to mow his lawn, but he couldn't send anybody else to do it because he wasn't allowed to access his property. And because of this, they put up barriers. They had the man and his family haven't been allowed on their property for nearly 3 months. The violation was posted in the same fence that already had a warning keep out sign barring residents from the premises. And so what they've said is because you haven't removed your litter or solid waste or cut or removed weeds and grass, we're going to come after you with a massive fine. So you have a situation where the city of Dallas gives him a violation notification. They've got a notification on there, do not enter because the house has already been exploded. But then another group comes from the government to say that you can't even come on the property to cut the grass in the first place. And what that kind of reminds me of in one way is what's going on with the discussions about President Trump and free speech. Because you remember, it wasn't that long ago that we had Michelle Wolf and everybody was talking about the comments that she made at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Now, this is the same group that controls who the journalists are that get to ask President Trump the questions that get him so upset. I mean, it's not all that. It's also CNN focusing around the clock on the porn lawyer and seeing their ratings decline. I mean, that's the right way to see this taken care of in a free market, where people turn to other sources. I mean, CNN has become such a self-referential joke that the people on the left who don't like President Trump are going to MSNBC to get their news because CNN won't give it to them. They become a caricature. Nevertheless, when you look at the types of situations that are happening there with the White House Correspondents Club, as President Trump comes out and he starts talking about that, we need to understand that that White House Correspondents Association, the same people that hired Michelle Wolf to do that kind of hateful, unfunny attack at the dinner, those are the people who are kind of operating as a union, as a trade guild. They will decide who gets to ask the questions to President Trump. So, of course, we can all look at how he answers things or how the press secretary answers things. And we do look at that. Everybody has access to that. But do you think that there would be different types of questions asked if it wasn't so tightly controlled by these people? And so we get into a situation like that, and rather than address that situation by, let's say, having more freedom, You know, why in this day and age do we need to have people physically present there to be able to ask questions? You know, there's other ways that you could do this. Even going back to the limitations that we put on the number of people in Congress, a part of that was the limitations of people being able to meet in a physical space. We don't need to have that anymore. I mean, we could go back to the original intention and we could devolve a lot of power away from these congressmen by having more of them. When you look at New Hampshire, one of the largest democratically elected bodies, you look at the number of legislators that they have per person there, it's huge. And we could do something like that here. We could go back and say, well, you know, according to the original Constitution, we're not going to have the intention was to not have more than 50,000 people represented by a representative. Now it's far more than 10 times that. So they got 10 times more of the power. And so do these White House correspondents. That's where the negative stuff is coming from. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWars.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. Joining us this hour will be Joel Skousen. We're talking about foreign affairs. We're going to talk about what's going on in North Korea as well as in China. Are we being given a rope-a-dope by the little fat man in North Korea? Does he even have a test site that he can use? Or did he bring it crashing down upon himself last fall? And is he using these talks to try to buy time so he can rebuild his program? We're going to talk to Joel Skousen about that. Also about the provocative moves being made by China at the same time and his take a look at what is happening between Iran and Israel. Because we have the 70th anniversary of the creation of the State of Israel coming up on Monday. And that is also the beginning of Ramadan. Those two things coming together as well as the opening of the American Embassy in Jerusalem. I mean, they've got three big things coming there. We may see some fireworks in light of that. So we'll be talking to Joel Skousen coming up. I just mentioned at the top of the hour, talking about President Trump taking on fake news, that more than 91% of it is fake. And this was a media research center looking at the broadcast news, ABC, CBS, NBC, first 4 months of the year, 90% of it negative. Also, we've had Harvard do the same thing with the printed press and find out that 80% of it was negative. And so you've got President Trump coming out and saying that we, why do we work so hard and why do we work so hard in working with the media when it is so corrupt? Take away their credentials. Take away their credentials. And again, what he's talking about is the White House press corps. And let's understand, and hopefully that's all that he's talking about, because the U.S., the White House Correspondents Corps that's there, that controls the access to the president there at the press club. These are the same people, as I pointed out, that had the big dinner, the White House Correspondents Dinner. It's also the White House Correspondents Association that runs that. And so they're out there virtue signaling about the First Amendment and so forth. They hired Michelle Wolf. They're highly partisan. And they act as a little trade union or a guild. And so that's what President Trump is talking about with the credentials. But Matt Drudge is also right to say, I'm worried that we may see fake news turn into the licensing of reporters. The Democrats have already tried this in the Senate. It was back in 2014 that we had Chuck Schumer start to talk about, let's license journalists, right? So that was a time when they were not talking about defining what fake news was, but they were talking about defining what journalism was. And so what he would do, Chuck Schumer's bill 4 years ago, would exclude reporters who play a vital role in delivering news to their communities if they don't fit his narrow definition. Why did they do that in 2014? Because they were upset about WikiLeaks and others showing what had been discovered about the NSA. So now we got to get control of this. How do we get control of this? Because most of this news, we know that mainstream media is not going to blow the whistle on the NSA. They were in with us for a long time. You know, remember that Operation Mockingbird? The CIA had vetted these people. Yeah, they didn't talk about that stuff for a long time. And so they wouldn't have given us up on the NSA, but it was all these bloggers and the independent media like InfoWars and others. They talked about all this stuff that was being put out there by WikiLeaks. And so we need to make sure that we narrowly define this. We exclude, for example, anybody who is operating on social media. Oh, you're not a professional journalist, so you don't get First Amendment speech rights. No. The press gets it, but everybody gets First Amendment rights. That's free speech for everybody. Schumer's bill would have been a federal version of shield laws in 48 states to protect reporters from being compelled to identify their sources. So what he does is he says to the professional journalists, we will give you more protection, but we're going to take away everything from anybody that's not part of our inner circle, which is exactly the way that social media is operating now with their censorship rules. To say, we're going to work with Fox News, and we're actually going to offer these guys a carrot. We're going to pay you for content. We're going to feature your content. We're going to help you drive traffic. But we're just going to take away the ability of the mass public and other news organizations to report and to share information. So that's the way it works. That's exactly what Chuck Schumer was doing. And so that's why Matt Drudge is right to be concerned about that. I mean, we've already seen the FCC. Remember when they went around under Obama? And they said, we want to come into some newsrooms and we'd like to know how you guys create the news. And it's like, you shouldn't have anything to say about our content. The FCC was set up there to auction off a limited spectrum for radio stations and for television stations. We have a limited capacity of frequency. So they were there to license and to allocate those frequencies to people with some kind of an auction or so forth. They should have nothing to do with content. Now, in the past, they did. They had the fairness rule, which they're now trying to reimpose on the internet, kind of. They're not even trying to pretend that they're fair. They're going to set themselves up as the arbiters of hate speech and fake news. In the past, they would say, well, you can't really talk about politics because anything that you say that we judge to be partisan, we're going to have to require you to have somebody on the other side of this to counteract your argument. So we're all going to pretend that we're 100% objective. And that, of course, is the ultimate in fake news. Because everybody has a point of view. Just the stories that you choose to talk about is going to be a function of your point of view. Take a look at Matt Drudge. He's widely understood to be libertarian, conservative, Republican in his orientation. I mean, doesn't limit himself just to politics. But he is interested in stories of a particular angle, just like anybody who had a newspaper. I mean, he's kind of like America's editor, but anybody who had a local newspaper, they would be interested in a certain type of story, and you can still present that story in an objective way, but even the stories that you choose betray a bias. And so if you say that you're totally objective, which was the fiction of the Fairness Act, then basically you're either unaware of your bias or you're lying to people, and it's really that you're lying to people. So when we talk about licensing reporters, that is a very dangerous road to go down to start with. And it really is, when he starts talking about credentials, I hope that President Trump was just talking about this White House Correspondents Group, this little trade union guild that just staged this hate comedian at the dinner. I think that was perhaps what he was reacting to. But he was also reacting to that story that 90% of the stories are attacking him. Let's talk just briefly in the, actually, we don't even have time. I'll just kind of lay this out for you. You know, we had this this crash where a couple of teenagers were killed. They drove the dad's car, I guess it was. I doubt these teenagers owned a six-figure car. Driving the dad's Tesla into a wall, and it exploded and caught fire. And I think what it shows here, this is not an issue of autopilot. Autopilot was not involved in this. It was in the previous crash that happened just a couple of months ago. But what is at the root of this? It burned so quickly and so intensely that the people who were still in the car burned to death. One individual was ejected from the car. He survived. He wasn't really hurt that badly. As one lady who said, I was jogging, I heard what sounded like a gunshot. I ran over there, and the whole thing was so completely engulfed in flames, I couldn't see anything. The one guy was sitting on the ground. He had lost his shoes and just staring in space, kind of in shock. But this is something that we've seen over and over again in electric vehicles, and not just electric vehicles from Tesla. We have seen this in Chevy Volts. We have seen this in other models of other cars. Once the electric battery catches fire, it burns very intensely, and many of the fire departments don't really understand how to properly deal with this. As a matter of fact, Tesla has put out some videos, very explicit instructions on how to deal with this. You better hope that if you're in a crash in one of those cars, that your local fire department is up on all the Tesla procedures on how to put this out. I mean, one of these supercars was electric, nearly killed Richard Hammond from Top Gear and now on Grand Tour in the same way. The question is, as we look at this, this is something, though, that the governments are hell-bent on subsidizing and pushing to you. And I don't even have time to get into the real agenda behind this, which is about smart cities, controlling your movement, controlling your transportation. That's why they push the electric car.
Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship. Brainwash young people against InfoWars. Psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique
unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects. This formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the InfoWar. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as Traveler Stew, Homestyle Potato Soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select Storable Food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Trump better be ready to walk like a man away from that table if he doesn't get what he wants from Kim Jong-un. And we have Joel Skousen joining us now. Last time he was on, he said, I think this is just a delaying tactic. They're trying to run the clock out on Trump. They're hoping that he's not going to get reelected in 2020. And we have seen this happen over and over again. And that was, I don't know, maybe Joel remembers last time he was on the show, but that was at least 2 or 3 weeks ago, maybe longer than that. And now we have an article that's just come out in the last day or so on Politico. Hold the Nobel Prize. Kim is setting a trap for Trump. And they're saying basically the same thing that Joel Skousen said. So we're going to talk to him about that, talk to him about what's going on with Iran and Israel, the momentous confluence of a bunch of events that are happening on Monday and what has happened in this last week, and also about China and some moves that China has made because they're also involved in this Iranian thing. But Joel Skousen, you can find him at worldaffairsbrief.com, and of course he has many books on how to prepare your home for survival, also where to locate your home or a secondary place to go to, strategic relocation in North America, the guide to safe places. You can find those at InfoWarsStore.com. So joining us now is Joel Skousen. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Skousen.
Well, it's always good to be with you, David. And yes, I think it's very, very real that the mainstream media has floated the idea of a peace prize for Donald Trump, basically to set him up to look at this meeting coming up in Singapore as a success that he can win, that he can get universal praise for. I mean, Donald Trump has an insatiable ego. He's used to winning. He does not like to be attacked. And so it's very easy to be manipulated into setting him up to look at what's going to happen with rose-colored glasses. Now, I can tell you that there is nothing that Kim can promise other than words by June 12th. There's no way that Trump is going to get actual verification. There'll be the promise of verification. There'll be the promise of inspections. And but this is a very carefully crafted deception that will take months to play out. And as I said, we don't have months to deal with North Korea. They only take less than 6 months probably to overcome their latest technical difficulties in both warhead reentry as well as miniaturization of nuclear weapons.
So yeah, let me ask you about that, because we've had a little while ago we had two independent Chinese analyses, and I say independent, yeah, they're both in China, so you can say, well, everybody in China is working for the government. But they had independent techniques of doing analysis, and they were concerned about this collapse of the nuclear test site that happened after the 100-kiloton bomb, which is far larger than any of the other bombs that had been exploded prior to that. It caused an earthquake. It caused a collapse at the site. Killed a couple hundred people. Then as they were trying to dig those people out, they had additional collapses at the site, killed another hundred or so people, as reported by many of those. So the Chinese were concerned, they said, about whether or not there would be a radiation leak coming out of that. So they were looking at it, and they said this site is severely damaged. They didn't see any radiation leak there. But we've now had another team, an international team, people from Singapore, Germany, China, and the U.S. look at this from space-based radar and so forth, and they have come to the conclusion that this is massive damage there. So my question to you, Mr. Skousen, is do you think that perhaps, when this happened in the fall, they had the test in September. Shortly after that, they had the collapse and the earthquakes and so forth in October. Then very shortly after that, we start hearing all this stuff about, hey, I'm going to come to the Olympics. Or were they trying to buy time so they could get that nuclear test site fixed and up and running?
No, I don't think that that's fixable. I think that's totally unstable. They'll have to abandon that and rebuild another one. But this suits their purposes. Yeah. What I'm saying is that Kim Jong-un has several easy giveaways that he can give to Donald Trump. One is the cessation of all nuclear testing. Well, that's a giveaway once your test site has been destroyed. I don't think this is buying more time. This is a wonderful opportunity for him to yield something that is already not on the table.
Right.
Secondly, it was very easy to give up the three Korean Americans that were detained. This was illegal detention. This was never any crime that would be prosecutable in the West. And so this was an easy thing for him to give up. So he's on the surface given things that appear to be of substance, but in fact are not of substance. The real substance is, will he give up possession of the actual nuclear weapons he's developed to date, the research laboratories, and put them under international inspection? And will he give up the actual stockpiles of ballistic missiles that he's developed? I don't believe he will, but I think he'll promise that in the future, and Trump will buy into this and wave his hands with the V symbol and say, we've got peace in our time.
But yes, I agree. When I look at this, like you said, probably aren't going to get that test site up, but, he doesn't really have a test site. So it's like saying, oh, you know what? I'm going to be a good guy. I'm not going to do any tests. And when he can't do any tests, then he uses that to negotiate for some other things. One of the other things that just happened in the last 24 hours or so, we had South Korea give Kim Jong-un a USB drive that is full of economic aid proposals. And this is coming from the South Korean president. They have proposed an economic map for improving North Korea's economy. You know, we know that their test site collapsed, and we know that their economy has collapsed. So they're talking about giving them a railroad that'll go through North Korea to China. The South Koreans really want this to happen, as well as new power plants and so forth and so on. So the South Koreans are very anxious to get this deal done. They would love to have a reason to start opening up a railroad through North Korea to China and to do other economic issues. And, of course, Kim would love to have that as well. So that's even more pressure put on rather than just the dangling the Nobel Peace Prize out there.
But you'll notice, David, that all the substance is being provided by the West. This is typical of all the negotiations.
Yes.
The U.S. will provide aid and food. They will provide all under the promise of denuclearization. And, of course, Kim will do a few token things at first to show good faith. But this will be staged to go on for even as much as 5 or 6 years in the future. And as long as Donald Trump is assured that there can be verification along the way, he's going to buy into this and call it a success. But it will not be a success because at any point they can stop the verification and go back to a retrenchment position. I wouldn't even put it past China to take possession temporarily of China's or of North Korea's existing nuclear weapons and missiles and saying, here, we've removed them out of the country. This is proof of our intent. But you see, that isn't proof because they're allies and they're still both communist countries. They can just as easily ship those missiles and nuclear weapons back in, fully refurbished or improved by China, in time for a war. So this is a very sophisticated game where Trump can easily be fooled into accepting verification or Chinese guarantees, which I think will be part of this. If they are serious in showing, in delaying this for 4 or 5 years, I think they're going to have to do it that way.
I think it's very interesting you'd come up with that time frame. I'm looking at this article from Politico saying, hey, Kim may be setting a trap for Trump, talking about the fact they jumped in, his grandfather jumped into the non-proliferation treaty back in 1985, and then 7 years later, they were doing it again. We'll be right back with Joel Skousen. Stay with us.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Powers.
Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. We're talking to Joel Skousen. He's the publisher of worldaffairsbrief.com. We're talking about North Korea. Is this a trap? Not only did Joel say this last time he was on the program, a month or two ago, but now we've got other people saying it as well, concerned. If we look at the history, Joel, of this, as we were pointing out just before we went to break, and as they have in this article, they say, look, North Korea got into the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty in 1985. That was with Reagan. And then in 1992, with Bush the first, Kim's grandfather said he's going to have no nuclear weapons, no nuclear reprocessing, no uranium enrichment, and then they got caught cheating red-handed on that multiple times. Nevertheless, Bush's son, Bush number two, in 2005, both sides pledged to respect each other's sovereignty, exist together peacefully, and so forth. And we had similar things with Obama. So they continue to run this clock out, and this is a multiple, going back to his grandfather, they've had these same tactics and strategies, so it's not being overly skeptical to think that that's what's happening at this point in time. But then there's also the issue is, are they going to slow walk this? Is President Trump going to get everything up front, something that is verifiable? One of the other problems that has happened in the past is that these administrations have taken the pressure off as soon as Kim would say that he's going to do something, and there's they never get anything from him, and there's never anything even to verify because he just never follows through on the commitments that are there. Is that likely to happen again this time?
Well, I've always said in the World Affairs Brief what I think Trump needs to do is the ultimate litmus test of sincerity of Kim Jong-un is, will he within 30 days allow international inspectors to come in and take possession of his nuclear weapons program to install permanent inspectors right there. They don't leave. They're basically there in possession. You don't operate under nuclear anymore or under your missile test system. And there's no chance that that's going to happen. He's going to get a delayed schedule of compliance. And remember, it only takes 6 months to a year at the max for him to solve the rest of the technical problems with. If he backs out of this, then now he's in a position to really threaten the United States. This is not like his grandfather, who was years away from a successful nuclear weapon, who was years away from anything but Scud missile technology. Now they've got sophisticated, guidable missile technology, international intercontinental ballistic missile range, as well as nuclear explosives. Now, whether or not they have miniaturized and can reenter the atmosphere, that probably hasn't been achieved yet, but they're close. And it wouldn't take much for Russia and China to deliver that technology. Now, I don't think Russia and China are interested in having that trigger event of World War III pulled so soon. And that's why they work desperately to stop Kim Jong-un from progressing and to slow him down and to put him into this mode. And so everyone's massaging Trump's ego by saying, you did it, Mr. President. You threatened North Korea. They believed you, and now they've come to the negotiating table. So that's the number one setup for Trump's ego, is to say, you were successful, just as they gave Reagan credit for bringing down the Soviet Union, which was a carefully crafted deception. Reagan's arms race had nothing really to do with it, other than the fact that, you know, they were behind economically and felt we could gain more by faking our own demise and then getting Western aid and trade. So the communists are very successful and sophisticated masters of deceit. And I think that there's a trap being set up, and Trump appears that he's going to fall headlong into it and declare victory. You know, the Nobel Peace Prize may or may not, I don't think they'll give it to him just because they don't want to reward Donald Trump. But certainly hanging this carrot out in front of him is enough to get him psychologically prepared to accept anything that's offered to him at this negotiating table.
Yeah, and we saw Reagan get Kim's grandfather into the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. You also saw George H.W. Bush make an agreement with them that they then subsequently broke. So that's been their history there. Let's talk about China, because, you know, one of the things, as you pointed out, they're going to have to go, if they're really going to get anything of any real results in nuclear denuclearization there, they're going to have to do it totally, and they're going to have to do it instantly, which we talk about being the Libyan model. And when that came up, I think Kim kind of tipped his hand and said, oh, you're not talking nice now about this kind of stuff. So he tipped his hand that he's not really interested in doing what they did with Libya, which is really the only time that we've ever seen that happen. But, of course, from his perspective, he looks at that and he says, oh, okay, well, Gaddafi actually did give everything up, and then look what they did to Gaddafi. So, you know, the history of America creates problems for this deal, and of course the history of North Korea creates skepticism for us as well. One of the things that you said was that maybe China would come in and say, well, we'll take the missiles and hold them for the time being. We've seen China making some very interesting moves lately. They have bribed the Dominican Republic, gave them over $3 billion to say, we're going to have you break diplomatic relations with Taiwan and recognize us as the only true China. And they were successful at doing that, trying to isolate Taiwan. They have, with these artificial islands that they've created in the South China Sea, not too far from the Philippines, they have now been moving missiles to those islands. And it looks like that is having some effect on the Philippines. The Philippines say, the Chinese said, anybody who is not aggressive with us doesn't have to be worried or scared. And then the Philippines said, and of course, historically, they've been at odds with China. It's one of the reasons why we have military bases there. But they said, well, we have a new close relationship and friendship with China, and we're confident that those missiles aren't directed at us. So it looks like it's working as far as the Philippines are going. They are getting the Philippines in their sphere of influence with those artificial military bases there.
Well, it's interesting that even Dick Cheney, the Darth Vader of the deep state, as I call him, who ran the Bush, George W. Bush administration from his vice presidential office, you know, this is an outright globalist, and he said, China really is our biggest threat. You know, over 10 years ago in the World Affairs Brief, I said, the globalists will eventually alert the American people of the Russian and Chinese threat, but only after it's too late to stop it.
Yes.
And I see China, Cheney's running up the alert flag about China being the real big problem, which is absolutely true, as a little bit too late and too little. It's too late to stop China. And one of the things we have to remember that these atolls that they're creating, they're turning into islands, militarized islands, this is part of a string of pearls strategy. And the string of pearls strategy, meaning that before you set out on a global contest or a world war, you've got to have surrounding your country a series of air and sea bases for resupply and intermediate landing zones so that you can extend and project power to many, many far-flung places of the world and have resupply bases without having to come back to the mainland China. So these are not, even though they're close to the Philippines is not the direct target. Mm-hmm. They will be at the beginning of World War III. I believe that China will, in fact, take Japan all the way down through Australia. You know, they bought out most of the mineral rights in Australia, so certainly they're going to not let Australia stay in the Western camp during a war. They're going to have to occupy Australia. That's one of the reasons in strategic relocation I do not recommend Australia as a relocation bug-out place for Americans looking to get away from the nuclear attack that's headed our way.
But or New Zealand?
And New Zealand is up for grabs. I mean, they're close enough to Australia. I don't think they could either be occupied. They don't have the defense to stop that. They are close enough. They're going to be in that severe. So I think it's probably 80% probability that if Australia is occupied by the Chinese, that the New Zealand's will be too. And there's a lot of expatriates from the United States that have gone to New Zealand. And unfortunately, a lot of American expats look at the current conditions and think that's going to last forever. But they fail to look geopolitically at what's going to be the threat from Russia and China.
Well, that's very interesting. You know, when they start talking about the missiles being moved on these artificial islands, at the press conference, White House spokesperson Sanders said, well, we're aware of that, and there will be consequences, but she didn't say what the consequences would be, and she didn't say who the consequences would be for. Maybe they're going to be for us. And we'll be right back with Joel Skousen, and we're going to talk about Iran and Israel and what may happen next week. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as Traveler Stew, Homestyle Potato Soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select storable foods.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship. Brainwash young people against InfoWars. Psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Joel Skousen. We're going to get into Israel and Iran. What happened this last week? I want to get Joel's take on exiting the Obama-Iran deal and what he thinks may happen in the future, especially this next week, as we've got a lot of very interesting milestones for both sides coming up on Monday. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about a couple of specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what supports this program. We have DNA Force Plus, 50% off, massive discount on that. Take a look at the clinical studies about BioPQQ, and do your own research, and you will see how important DNA Force is for your health. And you can get that right now, 50% off a massive dollar savings. Also, all of our dental products, our Super Blue line, a couple of flavors of toothpaste, our mouthwash, our immune gargle, doesn't have fluoride, but it does have the good halogen iodine, and it has nano silver to fight bacteria and even viruses. Silver works against viruses as well as bacteria. That is now 50% off all those products on the line. And we also have Bodies at 50% off, Icarin at 40% off. Take a look at, we got a lot of specials at InfoWarsStore.com, and that's what supports this program. And I'll tell you a little bit of, about Joel Skousen as well. We've also got a couple of his books there. We mentioned these earlier, The Secure Home, Architectural Design, Construction, and Remodeling of Self-Sufficient Residences and Retreats. You can find that at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, Strategic Relocation, A North American Guide to Safe Places. And finally, How to Implement a High Security Shelter in the Home. You'll find all those books at InfoWarsStore.com. And Joel publishes a at WorldAffairsBrief.com. He has a publication there that keeps you current on events, the types of things that we're talking about today. You'll find that in more detail. As a matter of fact, if you want to get a free copy of the current issue, just send an email to editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. That's worldaffairsbrief.com. Send it to the editor, and you'll get a free current issue of Joel Skousen's World Affairs Brief. All right, Joel, let's get your take on exiting the Obama-Iran deal. First of all, what did you think of that?
Well, you know, this is a very complex story, and I know we don't have a lot of time, but I'm going to give you a synopsis of what happened. The real target has always been Iran, not Syria. The only reason Syria came into the play in 2013 is that Iran, or Israel, who had been tasked by globalists to attack Iran and start a war with Iran over the nuclear issue, said to the globalists, basically, we're not going to attack Iran until you take care of Syria, because Syria is right next door to us. They have chemical weapons. They have over 1,000 Scud missiles. They could obliterate us in a retaliation from Iran. So until you take care of Syria, we're not going to deal with Iran. And so the U.S. began to set up a red line on Syria, saying if you use chemical weapons against anyone, that's going to be a red line that if you cross, we'll attack. And so the U.S. actually engineered through their U.S.-backed rebels to do some crude chemical weapons attacks in August 21st, 2013 in a suburb of Damascus called Ghouta. And there were a couple hundred people that died, and the international community immediately blamed the Assad regime for this weapons attack. Now, I asked the question at the time, why would Assad, a Western-trained medical doctor, a very rational person, ever hand to the West an excuse to attack him by violating a red line? Besides, chemical weapons have no use in a civilian environment. They're a broad area weapon for troops in the open. They would never be used where they would contaminate, civilian populations. And it was eventually revealed that, in fact, the rebels did get chemical weapons from Saudi Arabia and Turkey, and they specifically used them to blame it on the Assad regime.
Yeah, so we even had Mattis say that, beginning of this year in January, said, yeah, the 2013, 2017, it didn't happen the way we said. And then they went ahead and did it again in 2018. And I would even say, Joel, that because they wanted to have their troops pre-positioned in Syria so they could go into Iran, I think it always goes back even to Libya, taking that down and the arms operations that happened there that go around Benghazi and so forth, the creation, the arming of ISIS and John McCain going in there. I mean, they created this push for regime change in Syria because it was a stepping stone to go after Iran, wasn't it?
Yes, and they needed to create a body of discontented fighters out of Egypt and of Libya. And the way that you do that is to create massive civil war and social unrest and blame it on someone. So you recruit fighters out of Tunisia, Libya, and Egypt to fight in Syria, and that's how the U.S. got their U.S.-backed rebels there. But what happened, interestingly, in September, I believe it was the 13th, is that John Kerry got before a press conference in London. And a Sabah reporter said, hey, it's very obvious you're going to attack Syria over this chemical weapons thing. Is there anything that Syria can do to stop this attack? And Kerry was just kind of rambling during this press conference. He really wasn't giving a lot of prepared remarks. And so off the cuff, he says, well, yeah, and they're not going to do this, but Syria could give up every bit of their chemical weapons and allow international inspectors in, and then we wouldn't be able to attack. And it wasn't a serious offer, but Russia and Syria immediately said, we accept. And now the globalists were stuck with halting their attack into Syria, which was scheduled for 2013. Then they were going to dispose of Syria and then attack Iran. And it was set off base. I'll bet Kerry got a tongue lashing when he got off that stage that we wouldn't want to hear because of having ruined the globalist plans. But in any case, the U.S. did two things then afterwards. First of all, they had to, this was going to take a while now to work through this and get back into Syria after they gave up their chemical weapons and have an excuse to attack Syria. This was going to take years now. So we need an excuse to back off from our attack mode in Iran. We have three aircraft carriers off of Iran threatening to attack it. Israel's not going to do this. We got to have an excuse to back down. So the U.S. comes in and invites Iran to make a deal on the nuclear weapons. And what was interesting is that the U.S. did this. It wasn't Iran asking, even though they were under tremendous and harmful sanctions, including humanitarian aid, medicines for children, et cetera. The U.S. was just ruthless in doing this. But Iran was just shocked when the U.S. says, let's make a deal and we'll make it easy for you. You won't have to give up hardly any of your centrifuges or your enriched uranium. And you just agree to this and this. And Iran said, okay, let's do this. So in November, the U.S. announces this deal with Iran, and they say things that Iran had not agreed to. And Iran said, wait a minute, that isn't what we agreed to. And we've got the transcripts to prove it. And then the U.S. said, well, this is what we think it is, and we'll interpret this way and that. Well, Iran was so anxious to get over the sanctions, they agreed. In round two, the U.S. did the same thing. They got them a little further into the agreement. They falsified the results to the public, and Iran went along with it because they desperately want out of the sanctions. And in the third round, in February of 2014, the U.S. added provisions about a ban on ballistic missile testing and development that Iran would not agree to. But the U.S. said, this is what we want and we demand, or that's no deal. And so Iran finally agreed to that because of the language was fairly shaky. It said it had to be nuclear-capable missiles that were banned. The U.S. was saying, this is the trap that we want in this agreement. In other words, we're going to make an Iran peace deal, but we'll put in a trap in the agreement so that we can, when we're ready and when Syria's out of the way, we can attack Iran based upon their violation of the Iran agreement. Well, over the years, the U.S. has tried to make the case that Iran violated the agreement in testing ballistic missiles. But Iran has pointed out, and the U.N. agreed, that the language...
I'm just going to give you a warning. We got about just under 2 minutes, so...
Okay. The U.N. agreed that they were not in violation, that these were not nuclear-capable missiles. And so the trap was not sprung. So basically what the U.S. has said, all right, the trap didn't work in this agreement, so we're going to abandon the agreement. What we hope to do is get Iran to start doing a nuclear program again. Then we can get back to the attack mode. And that's why Israel is attacking Iran in Syria voraciously. Yesterday, they hit over 70 targets in Syria.
And yes. Immediately after the exiting the deal, we had Israel attack some positions, and then they escalated and attacked, and then Israel escalated and counterattacked. And, of course, on Monday, we got the 70th anniversary of the State of Israel. We've got the American Embassy moving to Jerusalem, and it's beginning Ramadan. I mean, do you expect to see more fireworks going on and escalation between Iran and Israel?
I do. Remember Israel saying, this is self-defense. Iran has attacked us once. We've attacked it over two dozen times, and yet they don't have a right to self-defense. It's only Israel that has a right to self-defense, and it's a disproportionate response, hitting 70 targets versus Syria hitting one of their targets in the Golan Heights. So this is really a Trump debacle. I expect full-blown war between Israel and Iran to break out within the month.
Yes, I agree with you. I'm afraid I do agree with you. And then, of course, that's going to have massive economic consequences for Americans, even if we aren't caught up in the violence initially. And that violence may spread. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, Joel. Joel Skousen. You can find him at joelskousen.com. Also, worldaffairsbrief.com. And you can get a copy of their current issue for free if you send an email to editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. That's it for our program.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function.
In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.